Hi, this is Doug Curtis, and today we're talking with RV accessory manufacturers and dealers. Many of you probably have heard the very old expression, in order to know why John Smith buys what John Smith buys, you need to see the world through John Smith's eyes. It's kind of a cute, catchy phrase. Let me say that again. In order to know why John Smith buys what John Smith buys, you need to see the world through John Smith's eyes. All right, cute phrase. Seems to make a little bit of sense, but let's dig into it for today. Now, everybody's trying to sell a product or sell a brand overall, and there's two sides of that equation. There's what we call the inside reality and the outside perception of your product or of your brand. So let's dig into it. There's two different sides. Well, there's two different sides to every argument. There's two different sides to politics. There's two different sides to you name it. But this is particularly true in business. All business, including yours. First, as we said, there's the inside reality. And second, there's the outside perception. The inside reality has to do with all the things your business does that makes you unique and valuable to your customers. Your products, your services, your operations, your management system. It what gives you a competitive edge in the marketplace. The reason we call it the inside reality is because there's a good chance that the reality of what you do and the customer's perception of what you do aren't necessarily the same. The inside reality encompasses everything you do and everything you are that makes you good. It's all your skills, your people, your expertise, your service to the customers before, during, and after the sale, your systems, your operational procedures, your commitment to excellence, your passion, and the way you conduct your business. The whole internal enchilada, if you will. What's it like in there? Now, what are we saying here? Think about your business in the harsh, cold light of verifiable truth. How's your inside reality? You probably already have a good idea. If you asked your customers why they bought from you, they could tell you something quantifiable, specific, and instantly obvious. They could point to a specific advantage of doing business with you and say, "That's why I do business with X. That's why I refer my friends to X. That's why I'm a loyal customer of X or you. That's why I don't mind paying more here. That's why I keep coming back." That's your inside reality. But here's the problem. Just because you've achieved a wow factor or you have raving fans doesn't mean that customers are going to flock to your business. That's where the outside perception comes into play. If the inside reality is about what you do and what you are that allows your businesses to perform better, then the outside perception has to do with how customers and prospects actually perceive your company. The outside perception is developed by an interaction that somebody has with your company or its messages. Prospects may see your marketing and your advertising, but because your marketing isn't distinguished, they perceive that you're no different, no better, no worse than anybody else. Because of the marketing ineffectiveness of just about every company, almost invariably your inside reality and your outside perception are different. There's a mismatch, a disconnect. And regardless of how good you are or how good your inside reality is, your prospect probably can't discern it through your marketing. You're going to appear on the surface, which from the outside perspective is the only level that counts, to be just another company that sells whatever it is that you happen to sell. The prospect will more than likely be apathetic at best. You might just be another face in the crowd of other products. Ask yourself this question. How many competitors, either direct competitor or indirect competitor, do you have in your business? whatever that number is. That's how many choices your prospects have and how many businesses they have to sift through to try to make a buying decision. And that's assuming they want to buy what you're selling in the first place. Because of the large number of competitors, marketing has to interrupt the prospect and get them to pay attention, facilitate the decision-making process, and then lower the risk of taking the next step in the buying process. You remember what I said at the beginning about John Smith? If you want to know why John Smith buys what John Smith buys, you've got to see the world through John Smith's eyes. Well, first of all, it's true. You know it's true for yourself. You may know all there is to know about your company's product or service, but to be successful in marketing, you have to understand what your customer knows about it. And most companies don't. Worst, most companies think they do. They don't have the ability to communicate through via advertising or marketing their inside reality to the outside world. Excuse me. They can't translate it. Can't lead prospects to the conclusion I mentioned earlier in another podcast. I would have to be crazy to do business with anyone else but you, regardless of price. Even assuming that that conclusion is true, you've got to work on both sides of your business, the inside reality and the outside perception. If you concentrate on all your efforts on the inside reality but don't know how to market it, you're setting yourself up for frustration and ultimately failure. You'll end up feeling like you're the best-kept secret in town. You've got to balance this effort. Solidify both sides of your business, the inside reality and the outside perception. Here's what I found over years of doing this. Most businesses could stand some improvement in both areas, but they struggle the most with the outside perception. They've built good companies, they've offered good value, but with all the competition that exists, they have enormous difficulty differentiating themselves in the marketplace. Sound familiar? Okay. That's what the smart buyer system is all about. If you go to an ad agency or a media sales rep, and they all have the same basic advice. Just bring me any old product or service, a big bag of cash, and we'll guarantee that we'll spend all of it. They put all of their creative effort into trying to make the ad different with no thought for the inside reality of your product or your service. The smart buyer system helps you improve the outside perception of your business, how to say it well, to say it often, so that people will instantly recognize as you as the best choice. You essentially become the no-brainer decision, their favorite brand, their favorite product, their best decision. Can you see why it's imperative that these two factors be considered at the same time? Simply teaching you how to innovate leaves you with a wonderful, innovative company, which nobody knows about. And merely teaching you sales and marketing or advertising techniques, on the other hand, will drive in new business that won't stick because there's no lasting value. You have to integrate it. You have to consider both the inside reality and the outside perception. The smart business system, the smart buyer system, excuse me, it's also smart business. So if you're not really, let's have a little fun with that for a minute. It's a smart buyer system, but it's really a smart business system, okay? Is the only program that integrates these two critical aspects of growing your business. You realize as these concepts start to solidify that it's the crux of all marketing problems, including yours, can be expressed. Most companies' outside perception is not an accurate reflection of their inside reality. You're probably better than you're actually representing because your marketing and advertising is not a well-articulated sales argument. It's not educating the prospects to what sets you apart. You have to focus on your product and your brand as what is unique, what differentiates you. And then you have to communicate that. You have to do what we call bridging the confidence gap between the inside reality and the outside perception. That's a whole longer story, which I'm going to have to go into, but I don't think I have the time in this podcast to actually go into it right now. But we look forward to talking to you again. Thanks very much.